Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And we're getting right to it today with a very special guest who joins us now. The Rangers Player Show is brought to you by Ricos and the Rangers Rewards Fan Card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at rangersrewards.com. And our special guest today is Shin Soo Chu. How you doing today, brother?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it. Congrats to you on all the success you're having this season, having a heck of a year already. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since opening day, but obviously you've responded to the way that went. What can you tell us about how that impacted you not being in the lineup on opening day and how you've used it to fuel the success you've had this year?
Yeah, I still talk about it in the opening days. I already forget about that moment. But I talked to Udi probably 30-minute conversation after that happened. And then actually he told me 2 days before in the lineup, you know, I was supposed to not in lineup opening days. And then I told him, yeah, I'm very upset, but, you know, whatever you best lineups or best game for, you know, play against other team, you know, that's your lineup, you know. So I always here for team, you know. I'm not feel good, but I take that because I can't control myself, you know. So that's where I start a conversation. And then after opening days, and we had another 30-minute talk, and then I – whatever I have, mine, you know, thought process, you know, talk about Udi, and Udi talk about his side, and then, yeah, we have a really good conversation after that happened. So I think even your family, you know, your best friend, you know, even my wife, you know, sometimes over-understand, you know, sometimes, you know, misunderstand, right? So, you know, Udi, I probably, like a lot of guys, see first time, you know, I see Udi only 2 months in the spring training. Probably I don't know. I really don't know him. He's the same way. He really don't know my personality, you know. So that happened. I think we know more of each other, you know, more trust of each other, you know, more talk, more better communication, I know. So now I got 100% I trust him. Whatever he made a decision, 100% I trust him. I don't have any question mark, so.
And that seems to be working really well for you guys. I don't know what your expectations were, but I think a lot of the people on the outside didn't expect you guys to be sitting right there at 500 in the thick of things this far in the season. So what has been the key to the team's early success so far?
You know, probably a lot of people surprised how we did. But spring training, we know. We're our clubhouse. We know we can do it. You know, I know we're good teams. We have a great talent players in our clubhouse, so we can do it. So we know we believe ourselves, but outside the clubhouse, maybe they're surprised. But we are not surprised, actually. I'm not surprised how we did it. I think we played better than this, how we did 500. But I think just a lot of positive things, man. Like, I know sometimes baseball is a long season, you know. Sometimes, you know, really go slow down, you know, sometimes really hot. But how you think about how you react to how your mentality when you go down, you know. So I think a lot of coaches here, you know, especially Udi, he brings a lot of good positive things, you know. Even you did it wrong, negative things, but everybody brought out from everybody. So most times you did it, you know, bad things, you don't want to talk about it. But actually this year, you know, Udi came over the manager job, you know, he bring up from everybody. So you did this, we have this, we came better than that, you know. So we know, sometimes we don't want to talk about negative things, but we actually bring it, you know, talk about it. So we can continue getting better, and then at the same time, he bring a lot of positive things, make everybody same page. So that's, I think, culture is, like, really, really good in the clubhouse.
Wow, that's awesome to hear. We're talking to Shin Soo Chu, and he for appearing on today's show. He's going to receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, a proud sponsor of the Texas Rangers. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations today or check them out at pluckers.com. And I want to talk a little bit about the switch, the coaching change. Obviously, you have a lot of love and appreciation for Banny and you do for your new coach and anybody who comes down the pike and is your your new manager. I know you'd play hard for him. But in terms of the differences, it sounds like there are some pretty significant differences. What would you say are the biggest differences from this staff as opposed to last year?
I said earlier, that's a positive thing, man. Like every game, you know, before we stretch, everybody together talk about how we approach in the pitchers, how we play, what do you plan in the game tonight? You know, most time, you know, just scouting reports, just see the pitchers, watch video. These guys have a couple of different pitches, you know, how velocity go, a throw. That's it. But, you know, Rudy come over, you know, now that coaches come, different coaches here, like, we have a lot of information. We work for outside in the clubhouse, a lot of scouting report, you know. A lot of people work for us, you know, so that's different. We have a better plan before we play in the game. So that's, I think, biggest difference this year.
Talking to Shin-Soo Choo here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You guys have a nice little two-game quickie in Pittsburgh, and I have never been there, Choo, but it is the pictures. It is a beautiful ballpark with downtown behind it, and it just kind of reminds me, you've been all over the place. What are the most beautiful ballparks to play in your opinion?
Yeah. You know, actually, a couple of years ago, I've been 13 years in the big leagues at this time, but like 3 years ago, I've been 30 ballpark. I was visiting all 30 ballpark, and then actually last time I played Pittsburgh field 2013, I was playing Cincinnati and National League. That's the first time I played in here, PNC ballpark. But yeah, that's a beautiful ballpark here. You know, I walk from hotel to come in the ballpark. You know, this is so beautiful. You know, The water is behind the water in the ballpark. You know, that's beautiful. Honestly, for me, beautiful favorite city in Seattle. You know, weather, the ballpark, indoor. You know, Safeco. When I start coming from Korea, I was 18 years old. You know, that's how I started. You know, Safeco Field, you know, but now changing team over part, but yeah, I always remember 19 years ago coming from Korea, I still remember the Safeco Field, you know, I never forget about it, you know, Seattle against Oakland A's, Giambi play, Oakland, Alex Rodriguez play shortstop, Edgar Martinez, DH, so I have a first day I land in the United States going to Safeco Field. I was 18 years old. That's, I'll never forget about that moment. And then city is beautiful, especially July, August. Weather's perfect. Stadium's beautiful. So for me, I just like to go Seattle.
So I always feel like you have one of the coolest cars in the parking lot of all the Rangers players. We really like your style. And and we were talking to you, and we always love visiting with you each spring, and we were talking about putting a Ben and Skin Show sticker on your car. But it's like a Rolls or it's a Bentley. It's a gorgeous car. And I thought, man, that would really mess up that car. And so I joked about putting a Ben and Skin Show sticker on your back window. And you said, no, go ahead and do it. You said, go ahead and do it.
You can do it. But like, this is my question. I can't take a sticker anytime.
Well, would you have been okay with it if we had put that sticker?
I'm okay. Only a couple of days.
Days?
Maybe it depends on what I'm going. You know, I go to a restaurant, you know, with my family. I don't want to put this.
Can we put it on maybe your wife's car?
Yeah, if you can, I'll sneak in. I can put the sticker in the back.
What is your wife driving, Chu?
She's driving Tesla.
Okay.
Oh, it's very very fuel efficient.
Yeah, she don't like stop gas station. I don't know why. I talked to my wife, like, only a couple minutes you put in the gas.
Right.
I don't know why she don't like the stop by gas station.
Okay, so now that we're talking family, we had the pleasure of meeting your son. How many kids do you have, by the way?
I got three kids, and then two boys, and then girl, 14. My second boy turned soon, he's 10, and then 8, the girl.
Okay, so your oldest boy is, did you say 14?
14.
Now, he's big. Is he taller than you right now?
Oh, he taught me like last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, wow. He's big. And so he's playing football. And so now are you starting to get into football and the rules of it a little bit?
Well, I started watching football. But honestly, I'm very looking for Cowboy games, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know football. So my kids start playing football. Now I start learning, you know, football rule, you know. So I start watching. So now better idea and they're watching football games now. Well, I don't know. He loves. He told me he loves football, so I still keep playing. So we'll see.
Do you like football? Do you like watching it? What does your son play? What position?
I think he plays a defense lineman.
Okay. All right. Is he destroying quarterbacks? Yeah. Do you get riled up when he gets a sack?
I don't think so. He's like almost 6'2".
Golly.
And then 230 pounds. I'm 5'11", 210, so he's way bigger than me.
How old is he? 14?
He just turned 14. Man, like that's
big old dude.
But you can take him, though, right? You can take him if you have to?
Yeah.
You're pretty strong. You're a grown man. Hey, I got to ask you about this. We always like talking to you about style as well, whether it's your vehicle or anything else. And you're rocking a real unique hair color. You're going with kind of the platinum, and it's kind of a silver. What's going on with your hair right now with the color? What's your strategy there?
So that's a long story short, but last time I dyed hair this color like 14, 15 years ago, first time I met my wife. But last offseason, I'm working out with Odor, and obviously they say, Odor always complain about my hair. I say, hey, look, everybody complain about my hair, but you can't complain about my hair because you know why. He always show hair, you know. He always jealous of my hair. It's okay. So what do you want me to do? I say, change style or change color. Okay, I try. What color you want? It's a groozy. Groozyman, you're walking in and you got brown hairs. Okay. You start in spring training or start an opening day, so I change the color for you. And then I did it. Actually, Elvis and Odor complained about my hair color, and then I just changed it for these guys.
All right. Are they happy with it? Do they like it?
But now they say, Chew, why you change the color? Yeah. They always mess around, you know. I thought, I like this guy. It's so friendly. You know, I feel like, you know, a brother, you know. So whatever they say, I listen to him, I try to help him out, and then, Elvis, I play along with Elvis a long time, so, I always listen to this guy, so I'll just change it for my teammates.
Well, we love how down-to-earth you are. You're an easy guy to talk to. It's an easy guy to get to change your hair color and an easy guy to put a sticker on your car. We love you, brother. Thank you for jumping on the show, and much continued success to you, sir.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Shinsu Chu. Man, he's a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah.
He's so easygoing.
He's a very likable guy.
Should be having the Stars game.
He's got to be the easiest going. He's gone, Chippy.
Well, I wouldn't mind getting him back on for that.
Oh, he's got to be the easiest going guy that makes over $20 million in the history of DFW sports.
Everybody that makes $20 million should be easygoing.
They should be.
Right?
They really should.
Life's a whole hell of a lot better at that point.
That's a fair point.
He's guaranteed money.
They asked me to change my hair color. And they're pretty good dudes. So I said, okay, what color? Basically.
Right.
That's what he said. It's awesome.
Like, I got money in the bank. I don't care.